Our new bestie has changed how we track our investments. Why have over 400,000 investors chosen ShareSite? It's simple. This online investment dashboard for your investment portfolio supports over 500,000 stocks, ETFs, and funds, plus integrated with more than 200 platforms, ensures your entire investment portfolio is organized and accessible in one place. Move beyond the limited insights from brokerage statements. ShareSite offers a comprehensive view of your financial performance, including analyzed reports, dividend gains, and the impact of currency fluctuations, all through intuitive graphs and visualizations. But here's the best part. For the investee besties out there, ShareSite is offering a special deal. Save 4 months when you purchase an annual premium plan. It's time to dive deep into performance metrics, streamline tax reporting, and share your portfolio with ease. Join the link in the episode description to sign up to ShareSite now and transform your investment experience. Hello and welcome to Girls That Invest. You're joined today by your host Sim and Maya, two millennial investors who are here to help you learn about all things investing and personal finance. Hello, Maya.
Kia ora, Sim.
I have to say, this is probably going to be one of our most like content-heavy episodes that we've done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I love these episodes because it's very like Al Woods. It's very like, what, like it's hard, like understanding the Federal Reserve. Are you kidding me? Like state bank regulators, like I know that like the back of my hand. But these episodes are really important because in the world, but particularly in the US, there are a lot of agencies that regulate different financial markets and companies. And often in the news, you'll hear things like the Federal Reserve Board or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority or the SEC or the state bank regulators. And you might wonder, what on earth does that mean? What do they do? And how does that impact me? And I think knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to learn. We're here to understand. And if we can make sense of these and explain them in simple ways that if someone else asked us, it's just going to make us better investors. So are you ready to demystify some of these very confusing, but actually very simple agencies?
Yes, always, Sim.
So first of all, we've got the Federal Reserve Board. The Federal Reserve Board, also known as the Fed, this is the one that you'll probably hear about the most.
Yes.
Like you'll see on the news, like the Fed have changed interest rates or the Fed have like moved things by like so many so points. They are like the manager of the country's money. It is a very well-known agency. It plays a big role in the economy. And sometimes when the economy does poorly, the Federal Reserve Board is what people blame. Do you remember when there was a time when people used to like jokingly be like, thanks, Obama? Like, I don't know, you'd stub your toe and you'd be like, thanks, Obama.
No, not with that specific example. No, I've never stubbed my toe and sarcastically thanked Obama. Could you elaborate a little bit more, Sim?
Okay. I need you to stay with me.
Yes.
I love Obama. Okay. I need you to stay with me.
Yeah.
What I mean was there was a time where like people kept blaming Obama for like everything.
Oh.
And like everything wrong in the world. They're like, well, it's because Obama's president. And then people would just like sarcastically be like, oh, this little inconvenience. There's traffic on my way to work. Thanks, Obama.
Hey, you know, that probably also had something to do with the fact that he was the first black president. So
something about that. But basically the way people like blamed Obama for everything, it's kind of what they do with the Fed. Like if the economy is like, you know, doing slightly better or slightly worse, it's like the Fed.
Oh, yes. I get that.
The analogy, we were taking a long turn, but we got there in the end.
It came full circle. I'm up to speed.
But basically, who are the Fed? What do they do? What's the point of them? They have a few jobs, and there's four main things that they do. The first is they do actually influence the economy. They are basically given the task of keeping the economy steady, and they do that by controlling how much money is available and how easy or hard it is to get loans, because if you have lots of money being printed, then inflation kind of goes up. And if you stop money being printed, hopefully inflation goes down. Same with loans. If it's really, really easy to get loans, money's readily available, that can kind of cause inflation. And then also it affects unemployment. So that's the first thing they do. So during COVID, the Fed were like, we need to print money. And that's why you'll see like memes of people being like, the Fed goes, I'm not going to make the noise, but you know, like the noise of money being printed?
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Wow, that got me like shy. Anyway, the second thing that the Fed does is open market operations. So this is the Fed's main tool where they are buying and selling government bonds, which is a type of investment, and they're lending it out to people like you and me. We buy them and we say, hey, I'll give you $1,000 and you, the Fed, promise me that you'll give me my money back plus a 2% return. And again, if they want to slow down the economy to control inflation, they can sell these bonds, take money out of the system. If they want the reverse, they do it the other way. In our bodies, we have this thing called homeostasis, which is where your body does its best to regulate your, like, everything, but one of the things it regulates is your temperature. So if you're too hot, it's like, damn, okay, let's cool you down. Mm-hmm. If you're too cold, it's going to try and heat you up. And the Fed is like the world's homeostasis system. It's just trying to keep the money, keep the inflation at bay so that we just don't end up with hyperinflation, which is a bad thing. Does that make sense?
Yep. It's kind of like the credit is working to maintain that balance.
Yeah, they're just here for harmony.
Mm, okay.
That's all they want.
Yeah.
They're just peace-loving people that want harmony. And I think they get a bad rep. The third thing that the Fed does is they set interest rates. This is really important because banks don't actually get to choose interest rates. When you get a mortgage from your bank and Bank A gives you a mortgage at like 7%, and you're like, wow, I hate you, Bank A. It's not actually completely their fault. It's the Fed that gives the banks money at a certain interest rate. Let's say the Fed gives a bank the rate at 6%. They're like, hey, you can have this money at 6%. And then the bank offers you the mortgage at 6.5% so that they make some money off it. But if the Fed gives you like really high rates, then the banks have to give you high rates and therefore. And so that can affect your credit cards and your mortgages. And then the fourth and final thing that the Fed does is it regulates banks. So they check on banks, they make sure they're operating safely, make sure the banks aren't taking too much risk. And while most national banks are part of the Federal Reserve System, they aren't actually primarily regulated by the Feds. They're regulated by the OCC. But the Feds kind of supervise large banks. And these are known as bank holding companies, or BCH, to make sure that there's stability in the financial system. So all in all, if you had to describe what the Fed does, they just make sure that the economy is normal body temperature. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Okay. From that, Sim, they don't seem like the bad guy, you know? They do get a bad rap. Like, from what I've heard about the Fed, without like completely going into the nitty gritty of it, they get a bad rap.
They're trying their best.
They're trying their best. And so the next one is Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. That's a mouthful. I did have to say that a few times. I'm going to say it again. Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And so you're probably thinking, what the heck is that? We're using simple analogies because that's what helps me understand things. I love it to be user-friendly. That's my keyword. And so imagine you have a big playground where everyone likes to trade their toys, like baseball cards, marbles, action figures, but sometimes not everyone plays fair. So some might trade broken toys or not trade back or like stay true to their word. So there needs to be a group of older kids who make sure that everyone follows the rules and is able to play nicely so everyone can have fun. So this group of older kids is like the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or FINRA for short, which I prefer, much prefer FINRA. Okay, so FINRA was created to make sure that everyone in the big playground of buying and selling stocks, which are like pieces of companies, plays fairly. It started from another group and has been around for a very long time. And this is to make sure that people don't cheat or do sneaky things with their money and investments. Essentially, they are what their name is. They're a regulatory authority. And so FINRA oversees all firms that are in the securities business with the public and has a few important jobs. So they have three jobs. We're going back to the analogy. One, watching the playground. It keeps an eye on all the firms and people who help others buy and sell stocks, making sure they follow the rules. So the regulatory. Two, teaching the rules. So it helps train and test the people who want to work in selling stocks so they know how to do their job well and fairly, which is super important. So finally, they help with solving problems. So if someone has a problem, they think they've been treated unfairly, FINRA helps to solve the disputes, kind of like a moderator or a referee. So essentially, FINRA is there to make sure everyone plays fair in the big playground of trading and investing.
Were you ever a school mediator or like school counsellor?
No, I wasn't. But I am now as an adult.
Were you ever the financial industry regulatory authority at your school?
No, Sim. I wasn't the one who was making sure everyone was following the rules, but some people spring to mind.
Maya, were you a naughty kid?
I definitely wasn't a naughty kid. I think I was really good at finessing.
Oh, so you were a charming kid.
Yeah, so like I'm not just going to break the rules for the sake of it, but if I think it's kind of silly or I just kind of wanted to do something, I'd do it, but I wouldn't be obvious about it, you know? Just a little bit finessy, a little bit having fun.
Wow.
You were a major rule follower, weren't you?
Once I skipped school and I thought the teachers found out and I cried, but they didn't find out. So I just was crying with my friends that I skipped school with.
How old were you?
Like year 7 or 8.
Ah, so like 10, 11. Yeah. So Sim, in this example, is the financial industry regulatory authority. She's making sure we're following the rules. She's watching the playground, she's teaching the rules, she's helping to solve our problems.
Yeah, I think my brother called me FINRA once, actually. I'm kidding. Now, the Securities and Exchange Commission is another body that you have probably heard of if you follow investing news or you've seen things come up. They're probably recently been more famous for their work in bringing FTX to its knees. Think of them like the police. They're the real police of the investing world. And so when FTX came out with their entire like scams around losing a lot of investor money and pulling from their hedge fund, and the SEC is actually independent of the US government, and I don't think people realize that. And they were established by the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. So you could say they've been around the block a few times. You could say they know what they're doing. If you should be scared of anyone, it's these guys. They are the most comprehensive and powerful agencies in the US. They enforce the federal securities laws and regulators to the majority of the securities industry. And this can include, but is not limited to, stock exchanges, option markets, option exchanges, and other electronic exchanges. Also, of course, crypto and NFTs. And it regulates investment advisors who are not covered by the state regulatory agencies, which Maya will cover in a second. The SEC is scary because they have a lot of power and it looks after a lot of different areas in the money world, like the share market. And what it does is it watches people. And it watches people that give advice on investing. It watches people that say, hey, here's a crypto that you should buy. And when people like Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian said, hey, you should go and buy this crypto, which was absolutely a scam, the SEC got involved and helped sue them. They don't just like talk the talk, they walk the walk. It's interesting though, because there's a big group of them. They're made up of 6 main groups, and the 6 groups do 6 different little things. They have the corporate finance group, and I have to really stop myself from saying the corporate finance girly group, because it just rolls off the tongue so much better.
Add a little girly in there. Make it fun.
TikTok has really messed with me. I was out for dinner one night and someone asked this girl what she did for work, and she said that she was a philanthropy girly.
I love that. I love the term girly and just philanthropy, because you're like serious girly.
Yeah.
Tee-hee.
For business owners, every transaction is more than just a swipe of a card. It's the culmination of your hard work, dedication, and commitment to your customers. That's why I'm excited to share with you a game-changing solution that's simplifying the way businesses like yours accept payments. Introducing Tap to Pay on iPhone, powered by Stripe. Contactless payments has never been easier. You can seamlessly accept contactless payments directly from your iPhone, and the best part, there's no additional hardware required. Think about it. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe cater to businesses of all sizes, empowering them to accept payments right from their iPhones. It's a game changer for businesses looking to scale quickly and stay flexible, with quick setup that takes minutes, not days. So, how can Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe benefit your business? It's simple. Increased revenue, expanded reach, and enhanced customer experience. It's a win-win-win. To learn more about how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can transform your business, visit stripe.com/tapiphone today.
So the Corporate Finance Girly Group makes sure that when companies tell people about themselves, they are telling the truth and they're giving important information so that people can make smart choices. Basically, if a broker came up and were like, hey, you can invest with us and it's safe and it's not safe, the SEC sues them. Then they have the enforcement group, and nothing sounds scarier than the enforcement group of the SEC. And let's go back to the school analogy. They're the discipline officers. They're making sure everyone's following the rules, and get this, they're dealing with the people if they don't. Scary. Then you have the investment management group, which just watches over companies that manage other people's money. So like, you know, hedge funds and mutual funds. Basically, anything that has a product that they sell or insurance plans, they just make sure that they're following the rules too. You've also got the economic and risk analysis girly group, which just uses math and data, and they're helping the SEC make smart decisions and keep an eye on the risks that the government and the economy is facing.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is the trading and market group, which makes sure that when people are buying and selling shares, it is fair, it is working smoothly, it is safe. It's kind of like the people that make sure that the gravel on the road is smooth, and they take the like steamroller and they're just like, just making sure it's nice and easy. There's no potholes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the examinations group. And again, like most of these groups, they're basically just making sure that everyone is following the rules. One thing to note though is the SEC cannot arrest you. They are not the FBI. They are not going to come to you if you are doing like insider trading, but they can take you to court in a civil way, and they can make the court make you not break the rules or pay a fine. And for very serious crimes, they will work with the police and other law enforcement to catch and prosecute you if they see you as a criminal in the financial world.
Damn. So these are 150% the people to watch out for. They have six governing bodies within them that are all specifically in charge of all of these super specific like rules.
The SEC, they all wear leather pants and they all have German shepherds and they walk in a line together, V formation, and Eye of the Tiger is playing in the background.
Okay, yeah, that's a perfect depiction of them, Sim. And that intimidating factor. Tight leather pants.
Tight leather pants and sunglasses. Aviators.
And a vest.
And a vest. Bulletproof vest. Because it's America.
Babe, there is one thing. Sim and I will make fun of things to make it lighter, to make it interesting. We'll add girly to the examinations group.
You mean the girly examination group?
Yeah. Thank you for the correction, Sim. Okay, and so the final regulatory body are the state bank regulators, which is what Sim touched on a little bit previously. And we're back to the school analogy. So imagine that your school has rules. They all do. And there's a teacher in charge of making sure everyone follows them. So that's kind of what the OCC is, but for national banks. Now imagine you have rules at home too, which you do when you are living with your parents. So your parents make sure that you follow the rules. So these state regulators, like New York's Department of Financial Services, DFS, watch over a lot of different places with money. These aren't just banks, but also companies that help people with insurance or help them to buy houses. So all of these places are making sure that you are playing by the rules, similar to how your parents do and how they watch over you at home. And so while the OCC looks after the big national banks, the state regulators look after different money places in their own state, making sure they're doing things right and being fair to everyone. So they work together with other big groups like the Federal Reserve and the FDIC to make sure all the banks and money places are safe and sound.
Sounds like they're doing a good job.
Yeah, like they're helping to regulate the state banks that are different to the big national banks.
So in summary, I know we gave you a lot today, but like, look, we're intelligent women and men and people. We are here to learn about how to invest. And I think part of it is getting into the jargon, getting into the nitty gritty, and making sure it's something that if we see it on the news or we read about it, we can understand it and it can help us be better investors. In summary, the Federal Reserve, also known as the Fed, they're the banks Obama of the world. They're the group that just wants the body temperature to not be too hot, not be too cold. They're just making sure the economy is staying safe, normal, but that does mean that they have a huge effect on the interest rates and mortgage rates and credit card rates, and it's rough. Then you have the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and they're, like Maya said, like the big kids at school that make sure that people that are buying and selling shares are doing this in a fair way. But the big dogs of this that do this quite seriously and the ones that you should really know about if you are committing fraud is the Securities and Exchange Commission or the SEC. And you know what? You never want an email from the SEC. We'll leave it at that. And the fourth and final one is the state bank regulators, which rather than regulating the big national banks, are taking care of banks and insurance companies and financial advisors within certain states, within their own state, like New York. And once I said that out loud, I'm like, wait, that's not that hard to grasp.
No, I think these concepts are maybe if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, then they kind of have that jargony concept and they're just kind of separately can be intimidating to understand, I guess, or a little bit, not intimidating, just a little bit more difficult to understand, especially if you're having to do that rangaho, that research yourself. Fortunately for y'all, you can just listen to this episode over and over again until you get it.
I mean, I would much rather listen to this while I'm like driving or doing my laundry, then God forbid sit down and read an article on what state bank regulators do. Mm-mm. Maya, don't shake your head so aggressively.
I would much rather listen to a podcast episode about dissecting it in a simple manner.
If you have learned something from this, if we have been helpful, please let us know. We love all feedback. If this was too much, let us know as well. We can tone it back. We can get a little bit more fun and creative. If you like the analogies, share it with friends and family. Let them know. Give us all the feedback. We love it. Leave us a review. It helps the podcast out so much. It helps us reach more people because at the end of the day, we want everyone to have financial freedom. Not just us. This is like a community-based thing. And when you have more people in your community do well, you know, it just uplifts you and them. And it really does take a village. And with that, Maya, thank you. I'll see you soon.
Ka kite sim. Bye.
Bye.
And as always, to finish off with the disclaimer, Girls That Invest does not provide personalized investing advice for your individual needs. We are not financial advisors. The advice from Girls That Invest exists for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make an investment or financial decision. Advice from Girls That Invest is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. Always do your research and please do your due diligence.